All right, so here are the most current details I can find regarding evictions and moratoriums on evictions in New Jersey. Most renters and homeowners can't be locked out of their homes until 60 days after the end of a public health emergency. That's the 30 days designation that Governor Murphy makes via executive order and can renew, which he has been doing. Most recent renewal puts the eviction and foreclosure moratorium lasting until March 21st of this year, which is almost 2 months longer than the federal CDC moratorium. So New Jersey's ahead on that in that game. Now, there are rare exceptions to the moratorium if a tenant's violent and endangers other people. But you as a renter, you should really try to make your monthly payments, but you still can't be kicked out if you can't afford them. However, your landlord still can file the eviction papers. From March to November, about 50,000 filings in New Jersey were made, which creates a problem, by the way, that can harm you as an individual if you decide to leave where you are, conditions being what they are, and try to find new place. Screening agencies that landlords rely on for background checks on tenants might include that eviction court filing, even during the time of the moratorium, without providing any context on or the outcome in the cases. So it can make it a little tougher for you as a tenant to find a new place to live if you decide to move, or if the landlord chooses to reject the application with the landlord-tenant filing and the screenings. Governor Murphy announced the end of March of last year, more than 40 financial institutions regarding mortgages would offer mortgage forbearance for at least 90 days. Homeowners have to contact their banks. Banks were not prohibited from demanding all of a borrower's delayed payments at once when this relief period ends. There is a bill that would require that protection to move payments to the end of a mortgage, but, well, like most legislation, it's just sitting there in the State House, been there for months now. State eviction protections are stronger, not just because of the date, but because of the rules, and they last longer, as I said, than the CDC does. Under the federal program, renters can't be locked out of their homes if they meet certain qualifications and sign a declaration attesting that they've exhausted their best efforts to get government housing assistance. That you earn less than $99,000 last year, or a couple earn less than $198,000. That you can't make your rent because you lost work hours, were laid off, or have extraordinary medical expenses. You make partial rent payments, depending on what you can afford, and being evicted would make you likely to become homeless or force you to live in close quarters with others. As far as any assistance from the stimulus plan, there's $25 billion set aside for help for renters. Best estimates is that New Jersey is going to get about $600 million of that $25 billion. Good news, bad news. Bad news being that's about, well, half of the estimated $1.3 billion rent shortfall that's going to exist by the end of this month. Best thing to do, keep line of communication open with your landlord. Look for any and every program that can assist you. Cut costs wherever you can. Sending something to your landlord, as little as it may be, is better than nothing, and it will help make what is a no doubt stressful and challenging time at least a little more stable. Don't be playing games with the calendar because you have until March 21st here in New Jersey, and wait until March 11th before you start doing something. That will not be the smart thing to do.